What's up, y'all? It is episode 52 of the Building and Scaling Online Courses podcast with Davey Gravy. I recorded another episode before this, but I did it on my new little DJI Osmo Pocket 3 camera, which is a pretty sweet tool. But the only problem is it's several steps to get it from that to being uploaded. And I normally just do these in my car, so I haven't done that yet. So I'm maybe going out of order here, but I wanted to throw a podcast episode up because it's been a month as of today. And for today's topic, we're going to give you a reason why I think everybody should write a book. And I think that sounds kind of dumb saying it, but I've never written a book, but I'm in the process of doing one now, a very short one, basically on the lessons I learned from starting my company, Drone Launch Academy. And if I were to do it again, how I would do it better, more efficiently, to give advice to people like, hey, if you want to start some type of education business, online courses, here's a good blueprint to go about it, and you know what I've learned from it. Now, I say everybody should write a book because throughout this process, I mean, I've only been doing this for, you know, I don't know, a week or two, right? But I've made some pretty good progress. And I'm following this this plan. You know, I make online courses, but I also buy online courses because I like them. So I found this guy. He's like, hey, I'll show you how to write a nonfiction book in 60 days. I said, sounds good to me. So I signed up for it. Basically, you get daily emails. It just gives you assignments. Hey, do this, do this, do this. Before you know it, you got an outline. You got your stories. You're starting to flesh it out. It's great. So why you should write a book, I've noticed as I've gone through this process, first off, it's just kind of therapeutic to like go back through your memories and your lessons learned to be like, oh yeah, you know what? I did go through that, or I did learn this, or hey, you know what? As I look back at numbers or whatever, you know, I started very small and things are going well now. So it's kind of nice to just have a little bit of reminiscing and, you know, see how far you've come. But second, it just helps to clarify concepts. Like you learn a lot of stuff in life as you go through, you know, taking courses or implementing stuff, or even just in your job, you know, applying different things that you know. But you don't ever really, I don't know what it is about your brain, you don't really ever like organize all of that into a clear fashion to where it could be communicated to other people. And I've just found a lot of benefit in taking the time to sit down and intentionally think through a lot of the things that I've learned or a lot of things that I know, and sort of take them from being sort of scattered in your mind and not have a good format and structure, to think through it and then to put it into frameworks and say, okay, if I was going to launch a course again, what is it that I do to launch a course? Okay, first thing I do is I typically do this, and then I do this, and I do this. And then you think of, okay, well, maybe I could put names to those to help me remember it or help other people remember it better. And so you sort of build it out into this structure that normally doesn't exist officially when it's just kind of all up in your brain and you just have, oh, I know how to do that. And you just sort of go and do something, but it doesn't really have a clear logical flow to someone else. So it's the same things where it's like, hey, you truly understand something when you can teach it to someone else. I feel like I've heard that said before. But the act of teaching something to someone else causes you to really understand it better for yourself. And I guess writing a book, a nonfiction book, right, or like a book about what you know, is a bit like teaching it to someone else, where it forces you to dig deeper and really think it through and learn it better and be clear on it. So, you know, whatever you do, I don't care. You could be a veterinarian. Write a book on, hey, here's how to become a veterinarian, and here's what I learned going through veterinarian school, and here's how I try to be a good veterinarian, or whatever. There's always somebody else out there that wants to do something that you've done. So if you can write it down, give them some advice, give them an example to look to or a model to look to, I think that's a valuable thing. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to do with writing the short little book I'm writing. It'll probably end up being like, I don't know, plus or minus 100 pages or so. Maybe like 100, 150. I'm not trying to go wild with it. And I'm trying to get it done pretty quickly. I don't want to spend a ton of time away from the business on it. But I just noticed one thing as I was watching this Netflix documentary last night, Schwarzenegger, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one. Very interesting. But I noticed when he was a young kid, like a teenager, he was, he saw the Hercules movie, and the guy that, I don't even remember his name now, who appeared in the Hercules movie, well, that guy was also Mr. Universe. And then as he was walking around, this was when he was in Austria, he found a magazine, like a bodybuilding magazine, and he picked it up, and it was the same guy. He was on the cover of this magazine, and that guy kind of became his, like, mental model of, like, okay, I want to be like this guy. You know what I mean? Like, this dude has done it, so that means I can do it too. And he sort of started working towards being like that person. I think you need that in business and other stuff too. You need like a role model, even if it's like an organization. I mean, I know for when I was starting Drone Launch, I had to have something to look to be like, all right, is this possible or is it not? And I saw another company, a competitor at the time, and they were having success. And I thought, well, shoot, if they can get, you know, whatever, 1,000 students to this prep course, I bet I could get at least a few hundred in there. And I think if you have something like that or somebody else that's proven something's possible, it just helps make it a lot more tangible for you and a lot easier. You know, like more recently, I heard Dave Ramsey say, oh, yeah, we have a curriculum business that does, I don't know, it was like $20 million a year or something. I thought, holy crap, man, if Dave Ramsey can sell financial literacy education to high school for $20 million, I should be able to sell $1 million worth of, you know, drone and tech and STEM education to them, because I already have a lot of content for that and something we've been working on. But it just, you know, obviously Dave Ramsey is a completely different league branding wise, right? And just has been working on his business for years. But all it is, oh, okay, a market exists and it is possible. And just as long as you know that, it's like motivation to keep going. So if you write a book about what you've done, even if it's nothing crazy, if someone else wants to do what you do, they can read that. They can figure out how to do it faster, and they can have something to look to. Say, okay, well, if this, you know, dumb idiot can do it, I could do it too. I think that's a good benefit. So anyways, I'm writing the book. Supposed to be done late January. No idea what it's called yet, but I'll talk about it here more if, you know, when time comes. This is not like a money-making thing. I don't really think you make a lot of money with books, especially self-published books. This is more of just like a fun project, so I'll probably just price it at whatever it costs to deliver it. So basically free on Kindle or a dollar or however cheap they let you do it. Yeah, it's a fun project. It's beneficial for me just to think through concepts in my own life and then even reapply them to Drone Launch Academy. I mean, I think you forget a lot of the stuff that you learn sometimes, so it's good even to remind yourself of the principles that you know. So, all right, that's it. That's what I got for today. The other episode I recorded was about our Black Friday results. It's like December 14th now, but we had Black Friday. It went well. I think we did between 50 and 60K. I think it was like 52 something. Anyways, I can break it down in that episode, but I'll post that when I remember and get some time. All right, thank you, everyone. Peace out.